Welcome to Rusak Gamers.
Welcome back to the Rusak Gamers podcast and episode 4 of our Witherscape campaign, an actual play production utilizing the Burning Wheel Gold rules. In this episode, we start off by chatting a little about The Crow and Escape from New York and the movie The Thing, and then we get right into the gaming. Last week's cliffhanger is resolved as a body is discovered and questions are answered. Then there is a quick ship-to-ship battle, and this is a pretty decent section. Jeff lets Todd narrate the battle, and he really does a good job. In the end, our captain argues with the engineer, and we finally make it to Avalon in the Misty Isles. Oh, and along the way, I get to make a mistake about an instinct. Now, feedback can be left on our voicemail, 502-4141-RU. That is 502-4141-766. Or send it to our email address, roy@rusakgamers.com. Please drop by our rpgcrosstalk.com forum. Just don't forget to scroll down to the Rusak Gamers section. Finally, check out our Witherscape campaign page at obsidianportal.com for characters, maps, and story updates. Links to these sites, our archives, and more can be found at podcast.rusakgamers.com. Enjoy the show.
I watched The Crow today.
Fire it up.
I've never seen The Crow.
You've never seen The Crow?
Never seen The Crow.
Great music. Great music in The Crow.
Mm-hmm. It's a really good movie.
Yeah, but once all the great villains went early on, it kind of went downhill.
It was a really good movie until they started with the CGI, and then it got horrible.
What are you talking about? To make up for him being dead?
That was a sequel, wasn't it?
There's been three sequels. There's four movies.
Yeah. And a TV series.
Right, but that wasn't him.
The first sequel is okay.
Really?
Okay. Okay. The other two, I wouldn't even bother.
Okay.
I like the first movie.
Are we on?
Yeah, we're on.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
You don't watch Escape from New York, too.
Ooh.
Great movie.
Escape from L.A.
Crap. Or yeah. There's a movie coming out. I don't remember the name of it, but it's been being compared to Escape from New York.
Really?
In space.
What's the one that...
Just Ridley Scott because you can't hear people talk in space.
Mm-hmm. You can hear people
screaming. Prometheus?
The prequel?
Yeah, they're saying
that's
it's
not
prequel.
A prequel.
What the one? No.
Everyone says it's a prequel.
But him.
Legalities.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess I'm Roy. I'll be playing Doc Guffin.
Jason, Court Steeple.
I am Jeff. I'll be the GM.
The Master!
Doug, I'm playing Reboot Bradley.
Bill, I'm playing Jacob.
Joe, and I'm playing the Chief.
Todd, and I'm playing El Capitan with his pop gun.
Okay.
What movie is that from?
I don't know.
No idea.
God. You watched a lot of movies lately.
The Thing, the 82 version.
Oh, that's a long time.
It was on last night.
It's a great movie.
It's a great movie.
How was it compared to the new one? Have I seen it?
This new one was really good.
Really?
And the new one is almost shot, it's almost frame for frame where it ends and the original movie started. And it's really good the way they did it.
Like Back to the Future 2.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
Back to the Future 2?
No. Yes. Well, they actually, isn't that the one where they actually do a damn good job of explaining time travel? And alternate universes?
Oh, I couldn't get past the crappy plot.
Yeah.
Back to the Future 3 is excellent.
Yeah, that's excellent.
Dude, Back to the Future 2 is a two-hour-long trailer. That's all it is. For the third movie.
But he hit on his mom.
Is that the one where he goes back into the future? With a
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
Just like the title.
Back to the Future.
My daughter has
Yes, it is with the hoverboards. Yes.
My daughter loves the movies. She loves them.
Alright, so last game. Brief recap, the story so far. The group is in the town. They're getting ready to make their assault on the orcs. The Captain Milton shows up with his ship that's carrying Chief and Court. They go through a few things. This is all in the first episode of part 2. And one thing leads to another. Now they're all gone. They have the race, et cetera, et cetera. And now you all have, you found a new sorcerer who is a little bit
touched. A little touched in the head. Touched.
And Reboot does not like him and is making overtures that look like he's trying to kill him. But more than just trying to kill somebody, the doctor has decided that Salamden must go and has brewed some poison to kill him. And I think that's where we ended up last time.
We ended last time with a dice roll.
We ended last time with a dice roll. A little cliffhanger there.
Bum, bum, bum.
So it's been a week or so. We had to take a week off and played Mouse Guard last week. I don't know how that'll land in the podcast.
Eventually it'll come
droppage.
Droppage?
Yeah, podcast
droppage. It's a word. It's a word, droppage. So anyway.
That sounds like what comes out of a pigeon while they're on a statue.
How is that much different from this podcast?
Oh. Okay, fair. All right, gotcha.
People like looking at statues?
People. Our podcast won't corrode your car. Okay, so we had the roll.
It's not a great tagline. Our podcast is better than pigeon dropping.
So, drum roll. And the poison got delivered to.
Ding!
Salamden.
Salamden. Got it!
So, we went through the. It wasn't really a die of fate, but it was sort of a
die
extrapolation of a die of fate. And it turned out okay.
The die of chance.
Die of chance. Well, in the book, there's a die of fate.
Yeah. But you just, you know, changed it to suit your needs better. You can call it what you want. You don't have to call it die of fate. Give it a cool name.
It's die of Jeff.
It's trademark.
Loretta.
You said a cool name.
I want to call it Loretta. Okay.
Right.
So now, we were back, and Chief was talking to the captain about letting Salamden go because Salamden didn't trust you all for whatever reason. But now Salamden is
not an issue.
Is no longer what Salamden wants is no longer a matter.
I thought he was in front of his tomb eating his meal.
He was in the room in Chief's quarters where he had been tied up.
He's down below.
Yes. Yes. All right, so before we get started, let's talk about beliefs. Given the new turn of events and the situation, let's start with right here on my left. Doug, what do you got?
If left unchecked, Stutler will damage the ship.
Good choice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Todd was going nowhere.
Because Todd would never damage the ship.
Never.
There's a ballista target out there waiting to be shot. I need a third belief. I don't know. We'll come back to that after somebody gives me an idea.
Okay, Bill.
I have no changes to this point, so come back around.
Okay. Chief,
Joe. I will pursue all leads to find who betrayed the Misty Isles. Salamden is the key to bringing down Callahan. Protect him, but do not trust him.
Okay, you need to change that one.
Yeah, you want to change that one to get some more mileage out of your beliefs?
Talk to me, Salamden, quick! Oh, tell me,
speak up! I will always remain loyal to Captain Goodacre.
Do blave.
I'll have to think on the second one.
Okay, we'll come back. Todd.
An attack on the ship and an attack on me. She is my life, and we'll keep that one. Number three is org genocide is the only solution. Let me work on two for a minute. Go ahead, Roy.
Aboard ship, the captain must be obeyed. I will literally do what court tells me to do. And I'm still working on number two.
Okay. All right, well, we got this new development here with Salamden, so...
Yeah, that because my other one was actually about Salamden. And I was toying with an idea. Go on, Tim.
All right.
Jason, I'll be right back.
My number one's pretty simple. Salamden's executioner must be killed.
No!
No!
Number two is Reboot is right. The wizard will get us killed. And Milton is on his way to the Misty Isles. We must hurry.
You just believe that?
Yeah. Push. Push.
No one ever said a belief had to be true.
No. I just want to make sure he knows that that may or may not be true. Probably not true, but could be true. I don't know.
Okay.
Unless somebody wants to determine something different. Go ahead.
Slandon's death was an accident, and I will prove to everyone that it is.
You meant to poison somebody else?
Huh?
You meant to poison somebody else?
No.
Okay.
Slandon was murdered, and I can prove it.
Bill Joe Top?
Yep.
I will seek evidence that that confirms my suspicions of Callahan.
You will seek, or you will find.
I will find.
That confirms that Callahan
was behind the Misty Owl's fall betrayal.
Well, do we already know that, though?
It's good. You can't.
We know it, but we can't prove it. Technically, our only proof is a letter and a dead man.
He's not dead yet.
But he is. I think he's after proof instead of knowledge.
Yeah, I can't prove it with a letter.
Oh, okay. All right.
Shut up, you stone cold dead.
I feel happy.
Yeah, but we got time.
Get to the Misty Isles as soon as possible. All other matters are secondary.
Okay.
Joe, what you got?
I'm changing that. I will pursue all leads because that's kind of the same as the second one. I will find evidence. Two, I believe more information can be found in the Misty Isles library pertaining to the betrayal of the Isles.
Okay. And you're also looking for specifically for proof that Callahan did it.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody got three?
Yeah.
Did you come with three?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So everyone's getting Misty Isles.
You got your three, Bill?
Yeah, I'm not changing anything.
Okay. So what are yours?
From what I reckon, the only crew on this ship is me. I'll keep it going. The ship, that is. Doctors cause more harm than good. Don't let them touch me.
Amen to that.
Good orcs or dead orcs, I'll get them good.
Okay.
I do want to change one instant from the... if I don't understand laugh, I want to change that to always take good care of Huckleberry.
Okay.
That way I don't have to think about it.
Change the instincts?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, I'd like to change one as well. I have give no quarter to any of my siblings.
Is an instinct or a belief?
Instinct. I'm going to change it. When threatened, draw your sword.
Copycat.
Did you say that?
The book says it.
It's been my belief since the beginning. Oh. We can share it. That's good.
Sorry.
Swords are coming out. Instinct.
Huh?
I'll change an instinct.
Okay.
Look at you started.
I know.
I do.
We're all bloodthirsty.
Look at you started.
I will always have my firearm.
Loaded.
Loaded.
Ow!
Oh, pistol.
Your boomstick?
He's got a proper pistol. I made it.
Yeah. Mm.
He's never fired it, though.
Nope. Not once.
How does he know if it works or not?
All right, let's start off. Let's see what trouble we can get into. Okay. Right. Stutler comes to the captain while you're talking to the chief and says to you, I've remembered the formula in my head to make the ship go faster.
Mm-hmm.
I've got it. I can go put it to use right now if you'll change your order about me relaxing.
How quick are we talking?
Minutes. I mean, minutes for me to make the change.
I understand, but you said you can go faster.
Half the time. Really?
At twice the cost.
What's it going to do to the ship, Dave?
Make it go faster.
I understand that, Dave. But when we had the race and we sat down, the wool was almost hot to the touch. What's it going to do, Dave?
Well, it's going to make the ship hot. The ship will get hot. I mean, the ship gets hot anyway. I mean, it's going to get hot. I mean, it's an arrow. Arrows get hot. You know, they get bright, they get hot, and you know, you go fast. It's going to get hot.
But hot.
We're going to get there as fast as possible.
I don't know, Dave.
Who's up there? Who's in the room?
Can't do that, Dave.
Chief and the...
I'm sorry, Dave.
Perfect.
Tell you what, Dave, let's do this.
What's his name?
David Stoutmore. Go ahead and make your preparations. Okay? But don't do anything that makes the ship go faster. Yet. Yet. Only do it on my order. Understand? We are setting sail in 5 minutes. Okay? Be down there. Just wait. Don't touch anything. You understand?
Yes, Captain.
All right.
Okay. While you're talking to him, Madame Tome.
Have we discovered the body yet?
No.
Okay.
Madame Tome comes running up the stairs, up to the deck, heading toward the captain's quarters. Anybody that's on deck can see her if you want. It's up to you. I mean, she looks like she is in a tizzy.
The orc is upset about something.
She comes and goes, "Oh, Captain, good. Something is wrong with Salamden. Ambassador Salamden, I gave him his gruel, his oats.
And?
He started choking, and are you feeling okay? I gave you all the same. I think there's something wrong with this oat. Don't eat that!" And she slaps it off the table.
Ma'am, it's almost done. What?
Are you feeling? There's something wrong with Salamander. He's sick. He's very, very sick.
Have you told the doctor?
No.
Go, madam. Go tell the doctor. I need to get the ship going.
Very good.
Where's his bull?
Are you there?
Sure. We're on the deck, right?
We're on the deck. It's in this room. It's in this. She left it in there.
Go get the bull.
She goes back. I have to get the. Have you seen the doctor? Where's the doctor?
He was in his room.
She finds you, Roy, unless you're hiding from her.
No. She's no, like, I'm cleaning up.
She comes and says, "Oh, doctor. So glad I found you.
What is wrong,
here in
woman?
Your room.
Alone.
What is wrong, madam?
The elf is. The elf, that's Lambert. He's very sick.
Take me to him right away.
He's very sick. Oh." She turns and runs off.
I grab my doctor's bag. Oh, wait. No. I do not grab my doctor's bag. I'm playing against an instinct.
Is it going to get you in trouble, though?
It might. I don't know yet, but I'm going to leave it there in the cabin.
Okay. Okay. Chief, is what going on? You were speaking on Salander's behalf before. There's something wrong with him. What do you want to do? He's bacon.
I'll rush to see what the deal is with Salander.
Okay. You get there shortly after reboot. What about Jacob? Is Jacob doing anything?
Everyone's off the deck. I'm going to put things in order.
Nobody picks up after themselves around here.
You plotted a course. You're just waiting for them to go.
Go ahead. Go.
We're going, Captain.
All right.
But I wouldn't trust that wizard, Captain.
Well, the wizard's not doing anything yet. Jacob, drop moors. Let's go.
Aye.
The engine needs to be fired up.
Oh, no.
Okay. I mean, the ship will have some buoyancy.
Float. And then I'll start. And once I see that we're clear, I'll start yelling for reboot. Go ahead and fire up the engines.
You find Salamden dead, face just black and his tongue swollen up where he's asphyxiated. He's choked himself out with his own tongue.
Oh, hold on a second. Yeah.
We don't have time for this, Captain. We must get to the Misty Isles.
I agree. We got
Milton is right on our tail. We must hurry up.
Let's get reboot. Fire up the engines.
I'll scream at reboot. Get your butt down there and light it up.
We're going again. I take the oatmeal with me.
You take what with you?
Oh, me. He takes the food.
Well,
give it her all she's got.
The oatmeal, just one. Hold up.
Tung just left. He's rebooted. You get there. You see that the bowl, he sort of started choking, dropped the bowl. There is some oatmeal still in it. I'll tell him.
Well, the last thing he said, he took the bowl with
him. He took the bowl. But, I mean, he apparently spilled it. And you see him take the bowl. I mean, he's got the bowl and leaves with it.
I want to know where he's taking the bowl.
Well, we may want to see. I don't think he was trying to hide it or anything. I think he wants to run experiments or something on the bowl. But we'll wait for him to get back.
He's got to find the evidence belief as well.
Okay.
Guess you go to Roy.
Good God, man. This thing's huge. Where is it headed?
You feel the engine start to fire up.
Mm-hmm.
And Reboot's not there.
But he doesn't know that.
Reboot is not. He's telling him, go get Reboot. Tell him to fire the ship up when you feel the ship start to fire up.
Okay. So I can deduce that the...
You can deduce whatever you want.
Dave?
I go on down to the engine.
What is this?
That's me going down the steps.
Yeah.
Nice.
Stutler's in there firing the engine up.
Dave?
I haven't made any changes. Just firing
Dave?
It up, Captain. Just firing it up.
Dave, please don't mess up the engines. Please don't mess up the engines.
Somebody has undone all my good work.
Dave.
Your ship is slower now.
I understand that, Dave. Don't mess up my engines.
I won't. I promise.
Just make way.
I'm improving your engines.
Mm-hmm.
He starts undoing a few points here and points there. It starts tying them together. I wish Ruby was here for that.
Oh, here you come back.
Alright. Did you want to hide the fact that you took the bowl?
No, I take it with me.
Okay.
I just wanted to.
The bowl's kind of on the floor. There's still some oatmeal in it where he dropped it in his fits.
Where are you taking that, Reboot?
This man's been poisoned. I'm going to test this.
I agree. Could you let me know your findings?
I will.
As soon as I start up the engines. Poison.
Because his tongue's sticking out and it's black. And Madame Tome, who's well-educated, ran up and said, he's been poisoned. First words out of her mouth.
I thought she ran up and said he was sick.
No, she said he's been poisoned. And nobody else should eat the food, remember? She threw it all over the floor. Mm-hmm.
Poison. I think the food's bad, is what she said.
Yeah, she didn't say he was poisoned. She said he was sick.
Mm-hmm.
She thought there was something wrong with the food.
Right.
You're sitting there talking cheap, and you start to feel the ship start to hum with the engine been turned on.
Okay. We need to go downstairs.
Okay.
And I'll make haste to the engine room.
With the bowl?
With the bowl in hand.
Can I lock the door and leave one of my guards outside?
Leave two. Leave four.
I'm going to leave two.
You're not going to let the doc back in?
You want to watch the bowl? You can watch the bowl.
The doctor shows up.
I would trust you with the bowl. You can hold the bowl.
I'll take the bowl.
You take the bowl. I got to go down the engine room and deal with whatever that idiot's doing.
I come running up with Madame Tome.
Yes, he does. The guys have just done their... You've got the bowl. Madame Tome comes up. I brought the doctors, the captain ordered. We need to get in. We need to help him. And there may still be time.
Let's see him.
He's dead, Jim. Doc, come on in.
I go in.
Madam, tell me, please wait outside.
Oh, do what you can for him. He was very nice. Very genteel.
Okay. Shut the door.
Okay, so you and the doctor are in there.
Yep.
Captain is down below with Stutler.
What are you doing?
Stutler, you come in and Stutler is twisting knobs.
Oh my God, get away from that!
And he's like...
I run over and tackle him.
He's like, no, someone has completely undone everything I've done!
Stop touching it!
He...
Work this out. Get me to the Misty Isles.
You're gonna have to... He's...
Captain, do you want to get there in one
piece?
We've
gotta get there! He bites you. I mean, he's like... It's like you're trying to take away his baby.
Yes, I am.
He will not. He will either stop you or you will stop him. That's it.
Okay. Well, I.
It doesn't have. It doesn't have to be anything. It doesn't have to be.
I'm not trying to hurt him. I'm just trying to.
Well, he's not. He's trying to get you away from the ship so he can do what he's got to do because it's a very delicate balance, you see.
It was very delicately balanced. Yes.
Okay. He is not very. He's not an adept fighter. Three dice, but he is rabid about this. So I'm going to give him a bonus die.
What are we doing? Are they fighting?
Well, he's going to try to. He's going to resist his attempts to prevent him from making the adjustments to the ship.
Is this just a post power test that we're trying to do? Push each other away?
Yes.
Okay.
To overcome each other. I mean, either one of you is going to be incapacitated in one way or another.
Couldn't he use brawling instead of power? If he had it?
Yes.
Well, that would be a fight, though.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
No, he's just going to try to overcome
you. Yeah, you're mixing him up with the other character he had.
Right, the other character would have slit his throat and poisoned him. No, this guy's a lover.
Of machines.
Of machines.
I'm not going down to that engine room.
I may have. I think Stutler may have. Stutler's got a persona! I'll use it!
Yeah, we gave it to him like 2 games ago.
I know! Alright, well, you're gonna bring it then. I'll burn a persona.
Oh, it is Broughton.
It is Broughton.
You don't have to. You can lose.
I don't want to lose.
Yeah, how much fun you'd have putting the machine back together again?
No, he's working his belief here.
So what happens?
Okay.
But he could work
if
his belief.
If you win.
It's a little pirate. It's a little pirate.
You can have the rest of that. Thank you. Okay. If you win.
I shove him out of the way and he hits his head.
Yeah, he bumps his head and he's out cold.
Right.
Okay. If he wins.
I go past him into the wall.
Yeah, well then, and you get knocked out.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Until the ship is well underway.
He gets wrapped up in some netting and has to watch.
I'm stuck. Stuck in the machine.
And has to watch the wizard do all the work.
Yeah, okay.
Stop touching it!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, here we go. Woo!
Ooh.
2, 1.
Two! Yep. Awesome! All right.
Any call-ons, Doug?
Not for power.
Sea legs.
You get hung up in the works, and as he fights with you for, I mean, it's over in an instant. You're tied up, and he's just, and the ship goes.
He's deceptively strong.
And he goes, yes! And you can feel the heat in the room, in the engine, immediately increase and start to spread out through the rest of the ship.
It's like a step.
And the ship, I mean, it's almost like
as he's going up the steps.
You've got
afterburner.
You've got the gas down, uh-huh. And you just need to pop the clutch now.
These go to 11.
Let it go. Take off.
He flips the switch and... I mean, the ship rocks as it takes off.
Let's go.
Okay.
A breeze in my hair.
We've just gone. You've just gone to play. Okay, so back in the room, you guys are talking. Okay, this hasn't happened yet where the ship takes off. Could come into play if you wanted to in your conversation. Should it get to something where it might make a difference? You're in the room together. Dead body there, Solanded, you know, all choked down on his own tongue, face black and blue and stuff. And doctor's there to help. Air quotes.
So what do you think, Doc?
Well, we need to examine him first.
Examine away. I pretend to examine.
Okay.
So you falsely
palpate, you know, I pose, I pride.
Why would you pretend?
Can notice that he doesn't have a bag with him, and he's... I mean,
oh, now wait a minute.
You said you wanted to do this to work against you to make the story go. That's why you left it. That's why I'm putting it out there.
And you said it
out to everybody.
I mean, and I'm not trying to get you in trouble, but I'm trying to get you Arthur here. Do you not want it?
Look, that is fine. I said it out to everybody. I'm just saying, give him a chance to try and play it. Don't tell him how to play the game.
Okay. All right, Jeff. Yeah. All right, hold on just a second. All right? Hey, he doesn't have his bag.
Well, I mean, and here's, let me just, and Roy has a point, but let me throw something out there. You guys have as much responsibility. Hang on.
Coach coming out of his nose.
You guys have as much responsibility to work each other's beliefs as I do.
Yes.
For example, that's why Doug here has finally changed his belief. Stutler's going to damage the ship. I got to stop Stutler from the captain. Because the captain was never damaging his own ship.
Actually, he was. It's just he was usually working his own beliefs in the process. It did work some, but not as much as Doug wanted.
In fact, tonight he's doing it. All I'm pointing out, though, is you've thrown out this great line for people to work, and I'm not telling Joe he has to do it. I'm just saying. You can try to notice that.
I was just trying to think feasibly what I noticed that he is inspecting for real or just poking with his hand.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. You're not a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but what I
you would notice that
should be perception though.
Yeah, if you want to do a perception check to realize he doesn't have his bag since he always has it otherwise.
Okay,
it's one of his instincts.
He should actually get an advantage die for that.
I think what he wants is to see the doctor not really examining him.
Right.
Well, that's an
or not really caring. Right.
And I would think that not having the bag would be an advantage side to that role.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, okay. That's even better.
Okay.
So are you doing?
My perception is a 4, and you're giving me a bonus.
Well, do you want to do some kind of falsehood opposed?
Oh yeah.
Where you're trying to just holding up his arm and dropping it. Yeah, nothing I can do here.
Okay.
Okay. Well, hang on. All right. So, what's the outcome here? You're trying to just use falsehood.
I'm trying to make sure he thinks that I am giving it my best, my all, that I am working Salambin, trying to find out exactly what happened to him, even though I'm going to lie to him.
Okay. So, what skill do you think you're using here?
Falsehood.
Okay, so you're going to use falsehood, and if you want to, I think it'd be appropriate to fork in doctor, incomprehensible diagnosis, isn't that one of them?
That's a trait.
That's a trait.
What is that?
It's a call on.
For falsehood or for?
No, for falsehood.
Okay.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So.
Three. My perception's higher.
Yeah, but.
Skills. Conflict. No,
What are you guys discussing just for everybody else?
He's telling Joe that with the
stats versus skills, you have the doubling issue.
Okay.
So I was seeing if he had observation, and if you think that observation would be a good substitute in this circumstance, so that it would be a straight skill versus skill test.
Yeah,
I would think so.
If you got it, otherwise, probably just straight up.
I mean, he's standing there literally watching.
Okay, so you can use observation, and I'll give you the advantage die because he doesn't have his bag.
Right.
Otherwise, you'd be facing double options.
And if you've got anything else that you want to try to throw in there, make an argument for it.
No, I don't have anything else.
Let me just see how many dice he's rolling before you start counting them out. You might need a routine test. You got a point there.
So should I roll first or?
Ooh, assemble them.
Well, you got to figure out how many dice over here he's counting. How many dice you got? You got an observation?
Yep.
How many you got? 4. I got 6 on falsehood.
I've got 3 observations.
Plus the advantage.
Plus the advantage.
And I got a call.
Do you have persona or fake you want to throw in?
I'm going to throw in a persona.
Ooh, okay. All right,
because I really want to lie.
All right, and if he's successful, you believe him that he came in and looked him over and whatever diagnosis within reason, you know, he died from his head being chopped off and his head's not chopped off. But I mean, if this gruel was bad, he choked on it.
It's anaphylaxis.
I'll throw in one persona.
It's anaphylaxis.
I'm throwing in persona because
make sure you mark that for a
pick. It doesn't help to have.
Sure.
and a half dozen or more persona and not ever use them. I want to use them. There's a, yeah.
If you spend a whole bunch of Artha on one skill or stack, it goes up. It goes to gray. Yeah.
Okay. You have to burn two deeds on it. Good luck with that.
Three deeds for an epiphany. Good luck with that. For an Aristea, which is a temporary shade shift, it's one deed, three persona, five fate.
Man. Okay. So.
Oh God, I spent a deed on my poison use last time? No. What did I spend a deed on last time?
Poison?
Was poison or sleight of hand? Roll. I don't know for you.
No, it was poison.
Might have been sleight of hand.
I thought it was the sleight of hand when he was trying to place the
poison. That's right. That's right.
Oh, no, there it is. I record it. Okay.
Okay. Ready? Okay.
Ready.
Okay. I got sixes.
Two.
I got three sixes and three traitors.
Joe got a six and a four.
Three versus three.
Okay.
So you got three versus three?
Well, yep. He's got three sixes. He's got one.
Oh, hold on, Joe. You don't have to burn one yet.
Okay. It goes to the defender, which means... He's trying to see that he is doing BS work over here. So it would go to Roy unless he beats him.
Okay. So he would be first.
Oh, okay.
So he's got to overcome your three before you roll.
All right, it's burned.
How many fate do you got?
18.
Oh, my God.
Millions?
Now 17.
Oh, okay. No good. All right, so...
So I don't need to burn it.
The doctor... You know, you see the doctor work on him, and the doctor says what?
Looks like he had some kind of pre-existing condition that was exasperated by the horribly prepared oatmeal. It led to some kind of sepsis, which is why his tongue's all black.
I've
never quite seen any reaction like this before. Who cooked this meal?
You know,
who else is there? It's just me and him.
If I probably should have asked for what the excuse was before we rolled, because everybody else ate the same oatmeal and nobody else had a problem. So
I said he had a pre-existing condition that was exasperated by.
Yeah. Well. Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay. Comprehensible diagnosis.
Hey. Right. Whatever.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay, so.
It sounds good.
It sounds good. Sounds like the doctors looked at him and said it was due to the oatmeal, and he had a reaction to the oatmeal. At that point, everybody is thrown as the ship leaps forward.
Oh, jeez.
Somebody popped the clutch.
Okay.
Ooh. Can we have a.
Sea legs test?
Agility test?
If you tell me what, give me something bad that happens if you fail. I'm not going to give you a test just for the sake of testing.
Yeah. He slips and lands in the remaining oatmeal and has a chance of dying.
Having a chance of getting poisoned.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, if anybody wants to make an agility test, if you want to test something, I'll let you test it, but there's got to be some.
I can't think of anything good.
Oh, that sounded good. Todd came up with it.
Yeah.
Fall face first and poison myself in the oatmeal.
Yeah.
He slips and falls on the anal thermometer.
Woo!
And now it becomes oral.
I think he needs a test to break loose.
He can test to break free if he wants now. I mean, now the ship is going to get free. He can get out if he wants.
Okay.
It's just the damage is done.
Well, the ship is taken off, and, I mean, you can feel the heat.
You can feel the heat in there, but can I feel the heat?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. I mean, you're standing there. You watched him fight, and he turned, and you said, do it, and he flipped the switch.
Okay.
I mean, basically to protect the ship almost, because it was, you're about to blow some pistons if the ship wasn't allowed to go forward. And the heat is radiating out through the wood from the engine into the rest of the ship, and it's getting hotter and hotter throughout the ship, but it starts out very hot there in the room.
Okay.
I mean, like a really, like, sauna hot.
It's getting hot in here?
Yes.
It's like
her?
Getting hot it gets really bright inside. I mean, the walls start glowing. I mean, it's... And you guys are like a beacon shooting across... You're like a comet shooting across toward the Misty Isles.
Where's the bowl?
Chief has it.
Chief has got the bowl.
The chief's holding it.
Okay, I thought.
When the ship lurches forward, do you want to? You see him holding the bowl. He's got the bowl. He's standing there talking to you. He's holding the bowl. You saw Reboot hand him the bowl.
What kind of check would it be for me to quote?
Air quotes?
What? Air quotes.
Fall into the bowl?
Fall into the chief and knock the bowl onto the floor.
Oh, no, no, no. No. Wipe the bowl clean with your arm.
Well, I mean, it's still going to be
lick
on
it.
Elbow.
Lick
I mean,
the bowl clean.
If I can knock it off, I can try to do that sleight of hand.
Lick the bowl clean.
Do it.
Sleight of hand.
Okay, so, all right, so the ship lunges, you see him with the bowl.
Yeah.
And when the ship lunges, you want to take advantage of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know what kind of check it would be. I don't know. I don't think I have a
skill. That's all right. Well, we don't need to talk about the check right now. Forget looking up what skill you want to use to make it happen. Mm-hmm. What do you want to have happen if you want it to happen?
I want him to lose control of the bowl so that I have an opportunity to
pick it up and get away with it?
Well, to do something with the oatmeal inside. To get rid of the oatmeal inside.
Smear
it on the floor.
Evidence.
Destroy the evidence.
You can't destroy the evidence on the floor. I don't
never mind. Go on with it. I got a better idea.
Well, there is oatmeal on the floor already.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a better
idea.
Some
was spilled. Okay. Joe, do you have anything you want to add?
No.
No? Okay. All right.
Chief, if you let me test the rest of this mush, I might be able to find out exactly what killed him.
I don't think so. I think right now we have ourselves a crime scene, and this is evidence, so I need you to leave this room.
Oh, wait, put on your sunglasses.
Okay.
You got to whip on your sunglasses.
Okay.
Out he goes.
Okay, but to be fair, you honestly believe that he did give him a look. I mean, he did.
Okay.
He was very doctorly with him and checked him out and said we had some kind of some reaction to the oatmeal.
I don't know what kind of crime scene there is.
Yes. I believe his BS, but it's still a crime scene.
What crime?
Does
it's a death investigation.
Yeah.
Does he remember that he concocted a poison before? I can't remember the circumstances that we concocted the poison.
Concocted a knockout poison.
Yeah. But what... Was he part of that?
Yes.
Yeah. That was in... Yeah, because we were sailing between the cities.
Yeah.
He knows he can create a poison.
I don't want to go back and redo it, but I would have given it. If somebody had said that, I would have given it an advantage.
Okay, all I'm saying is that was he there for that?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think he was. It was either him or Reboot.
Okay.
Well, these are the three people that went to sleep, right?
Yeah, so you watched him concoct the poison.
Yeah.
So you know he knows about poison, so maybe...
No, it wasn't Joe.
Joe wasn't down there.
Bill and myself.
These three were asleep.
Savitar, Cord, and...
Oh, okay. I thought you were playing Bill. Or Joe. Sorry. Okay, so... Play where lies. We'll move on. You still say, all right, well, let's lock it up anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The ship's going forward. You get on deck. The guards are standing there. They're looking around, and you guys are streaking toward the Misty Isles. I mean, and the ship... Bright as it can be.
Leaving a light trail.
I mean, there's like... As it comes, I think you're supposed to put that on.
It's hard.
as it's heading toward the Misty Isles, you guys are heading that way. Let's have perception checks. Spotting something off
in the distance.
In the distance.
Spotting something
or spotting other ships in the distance.
Are these hidden ships? Would observation be
observation
would
work. Observation will work if you want to use observation.
No.
I mean, if you're on deck, you're not, I don't think, because, well...
I'll go up on deck, because
on deck.
He's
you
just
guys,
told me
you
over.
Guys, you got, you're heading out. You guys are coming back up. They've locked the door back up. The captain's coming up. He's looking at his ship as it's...
Let's find out what's going on.
Okay.
This thing's not behaving well.
I'm still opening for observation. What do I need?
Do I have any kind of advantage for the fact that I've been on deck this entire time?
I'll give you, I'll give you one. Yes, because you are the only crew, you're on lookout. Yes, definitely.
What was that?
I haven't given you one.
What was our first test? It was my 5 four dice to your...
You're down below.
Yes.
Did you want to make an agility roll or... I mean, you can disentangle yourself, but if you want to do it quickly... you can disentangle yourself if you want to.
Three,
the ship is...
Because it was tied.
Right.
What the die is cast.
I got three with two sixes, and I need to know if I need
three and two sixes?
Difficult. Yeah.
Yeah, the more successes you have,
uh-huh.
I'll give you one.
All right, I'll spend a fate. Four.
Four? Okay.
So, an agility to get up?
Yeah. So, one.
Or you can just say yes.
Yeah, I've just given him the roll. Yeah, I'm giving him the roll if he wants it. I mean,
four,
it
doesn't ruin
anything. Oh, well, yeah. It's not that difficult. So, yes, you can get out.
Three successes. What was our ob?
Okay, I didn't give you an ob. You come up on deck, you look up, and you realize we're hurtling toward an orc force, and we're now glowing.
Sweet.
And are they on the ground?
That's what you notice. You see in the distance at the Misty Isles, ships go arrows. Start rising.
For those of the people who can't hear you,
I'm
Jeff is darping.
Okay, as arrows start to take flight from the Misty Isle, so you see the arrows that they have that they don't generally use. You've alerted them to the fact that you're now coming, and the arrows start rising, start coming up.
So
they have. Okay, now with your four.
I got a six.
Six.
And another. I got a six. So will it make a difference?
No, okay. No. I don't.
For tests, this was the more you get, the better you are. So it was
routine.
Everyone.
Okay. So if you have observation, you could test a routine.
And if you did
it
on perception,
it doesn't matter.
It counts for observation opening, though.
Yep.
Yeah, but I already have it.
I don't.
I will. With your six. Roy,
yeah.
And our doctor, you can kind of see that one of the ships, it looks like they're having trouble turning it, and you can tell that they're not very
good
adept at flying the ships.
That's a nice word.
But they have four of them in the air.
Okay.
To deal with you.
Okay.
And you can also see, well, that's what you see in the distance. You haven't gotten close enough. But Roy with his six probably starts to see, like, fires getting lit around the perimeter of the aisle.
Okay.
You know, a fire line starts going
off. Captain, I think they know we're coming.
I call down to reduce speed.
You already rang that bell.
Stuntler's like, what?
Reduce speed, Dave. Dave.
Reduce
speed.
I don't remember that formula.
Dave. Dave.
Because I said, Captain, have you ever seen an arrow go this fast?
Dave.
Ever?
Dave,
ever?
Have you ever seen an arrow go down in flames? Because that's about what's going to happen. You need to reduce speed. Do you see all of them in the distance?
Why is it so warm up here? He starts looking around at the deck. He's like,
where's Reboot, Dave?
Oh, we're crying.
Dave, where's Reboot?
Who?
Where's Reboot? The engineer, Dave.
Oh! He's downstairs.
Get him out.
See him. You actually see him coming up the stairs. I mean, he's pulling wires off of it as he's climbing back up the stairs. He's disentangled himself. So Reboot's there. And Stutler's like, he doesn't... I mean, it's like he doesn't understand... You're speaking a different language to him.
Okay.
Wow, Captain. Look how fast we're going.
Isn't it neat? Reboot, you're gonna get probably, you know, your best wish today.
Hang on a second. Just because Court has Jason's over here, I don't think Court's had a whole lot. What do you got? What do you want, Jason?
Hey, Captain, we might as well keep the speed now because we need to clear the area quick. I'm going against my belief. Reboot is right. The wizard will give us kill. No, we need to go. It's already too late. Take off. Keep it going. Burn it. Let it burn.
Okay. What do you have, Bill?
Who am I again? Jacob unlimbers the gimbal crossbow at the front deck.
Okay, so you go up and start cranking it up. All right.
It's already loaded.
Okay, it is loaded. Yeah, you go up and there's a winch and you crank it up if you want. That's no problem.
Man the ballista reboot. We're on fire.
Okay.
I go get on the ballista.
All right, so let's keep this in broad terms because I don't want to get into ship-to-ship combat necessarily with that because we have to bring out the Burning Empire's book for that. How do we want to resolve this? How do we want to see this happen?
How do I want to see this happen?
How do we want to resolve this? What
do we want to happen?
Exactly. What do you want to happen?
I want them to burn in place. I want them to fall from the sky.
All of them?
Yes.
Death from above.
Okay.
Because there is no good orc but a dead orc.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kill them all.
Kill them all. Okay.
I will reinforce this. Speed is necessary for this, Captain. And I'll play against my belief.
Okay, so
we don't know what we're doing yet.
Yeah, though. Is that all right? Well, he wants to fight,
mm-hmm.
And I'm saying the speed is good. Speed is good. Either we use the speed against the opponent or take off while we got it.
Okay,
we're going to get into trouble quickly. Is what we're going to do.
Here are a few options. I mean, there are several ways that this could end. Your all ship could get there, burn up. In the process. I mean, just sort of have to land because it is running in so hot. And it's coming in hot. And there's advantages for you coming in fast, and they have a lower number of dice because they're not as good at piloting, mm-hmm. and et cetera, but there are four of them.
Mm-hmm.
The ship could be going fast. It could work against you. You could ram one of their ships. You could fire the ballistas. You got two ballistas. You get off a couple of shots. There's a whole bunch of things here that can happen. If you have something that you want your character to do in this, we could work into a link test and figure out what we want to happen.
I think what we want to happen is to...
Take them all out.
That's the end goal.
Failure means, that's your department.
Right.
But we want the four arrows dead.
What I suggest for me is a pilot test.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Firing test.
Navigation.
Whether we fire on the same or fire on different.
Actually, I think it would be firing test.
Well, I don't care. I mean, it doesn't matter to me.
I don't have...
Okay, you said you were manning it. That's why I just said...
He was just cranking.
Oh, okay. Then Joe firing, Doug firing.
You need an artillerist to fire it.
Yeah, I don't think... What's artillery based on?
Perception.
What's your perception?
You need a two.
So I can hope.
Firing a siege crossbow is a two. A small catapult or attraction trebuchet is a three. Counterweight trebuchet is a three. Catapult is a four.
So you'll be taking the captain's crossbow.
Mm-hmm. Knock yourself
firing
out, buddy.
Without artillerist?
Yeah.
Yeah. So your odd would be dealt, or your OB
yeah,
would be
you
doubled.
Would be
you
opening it with... The ob four of your, would say, perception.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's more than likely to hinder our end result, but it's something.
Yeah, it's better than nothing, not firing it at all.
And the other thing, you're opening it.
Yeah.
And I think I'm more suited to helping somebody as opposed to opening
it.
Yeah,
he can help me with the pilot test or help any of them.
Okay. Well, we can't, I think we ought to keep it, unless there's a really compelling reason. You can only help with one other test.
That's
as opposed to
he can help me or any of them.
Right
is what I said.
Right.
So that's what I say is that we come in hot, and we shoot at a distance, and then depending upon the results of those, what I don't know what the reload time is on that maneuver and
well,
I mean all that's
are we basically doing one test?
Yeah,
let's do one.
Okay.
All the shots we fired are assumed in the rolls they make.
Okay, that sounds good.
Right.
That's what I want.
Now you got two ballista,
mm-hmm.
one front, one back.
Yep.
Presumably you could bring them both to bear in this fight.
Yes, because they're on gibbles.
And we're going after four ships.
Right, and you got four ships.
At speed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm not against ramming if we're out of ammo.
Well, we wouldn't be out of ammo. That sounds more like a failure result.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, the failure is probably going to be you succeed in dismantling three of the ships, three mm-hmm. of their ships.
Mm-hmm.
And this is failure.
Well, we should. I think something like this, you might want to see how everybody rolls.
Yeah, you want
to
do link first.
If they both miss their rolls, well, he won't. But then that could color the way you go with the.
Okay.
Result.
Okay. Fair enough.
So you want to do
we
a
all
pilot
trust,
test?
We
first?
All trust your evil mind.
Pilot test first.
Well, what are we all going to contribute?
Well, what'll happen is they're going to. It'll be piloting, basically, I guess, for positioning.
Right.
Okay? And since I'm going to give them, their pilot is only a 3. I mean, they basically have enough that they're proficient in it, not terribly good at it. But because there's 4 of them, I'm going to give them 3 bonus die.
Okay?
For maneuvering. And basically, it's not that one ship is maneuvering, outmaneuvering you, but
I got
holy crap, you're being flanked.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They are going to do that. They are probably going to, not probably, they don't have a ballista set up, but they do have crossbows and bows. So they're gonna strafe the ship and take out as many people on deck, probably your guys, Joe, that they can.
Not Joe's minions.
And depending on how that goes.
You could call that advantage die to the pilot role. Because the pilot role is representing the entire scrum, right?
Yeah, well, I didn't know if we were going to do it linked or if we're just... you guys are going to do your roles and they're going to do their roles.
As a GM, you could just say, well, that's an advantage die. You don't have to roll everything on your side.
Sure. Okay. And that's what they'll do. They'll fire. So that'll be 7 dice, 3 for the pilot, 3 for the additional ships, 1 for them firing in.
Okay. So do you want to do a series of link tests, or how do you want to do this?
If you guys want to do link tests for your final roll, we'll do that. I mean, but what do you want your final roll to be
for
the outcome? Is it?
Well, can...
Why don't we... We could do... You can fire... Each ballista as an advantage die, or...
How you feel about... Do you think Doug can use his artillerist as a helping die for his pilot roll?
Certainly.
Then he wouldn't have to roll.
I mean,
we could just add all the dice there.
Yeah, I mean, if you
the
want,
problem is if he's shooting, he has to do a link.
I mean, if we want to do one roll, your roll against their roll, and we're done.
All right, let's do that.
Okay, and then you guys just tell me how you're going to help the captain in this skirmish. Okay, for example, instead of firing,
has tactics. Would that be advantage in
this
situation?
Certainly. But you also have your men. You could throw in. We could say, "All right, with the men, they are keeping them at bay,
shooting back."
Or you can have some men firing. You can have your men shooting the ballistas.
Do you have command?
No, I do.
Okay. I was thinking he could command his troops and get a test out of it, but you know. Yeah.
But with those, I'm thinking with the men that you've got, with him command, each one will give you an advantage die. I'm going to give them one advantage die for all their bowmen, because they're not damaging the ship per se. They're just creating, they're making it difficult for you all to act, because arrows are flying everywhere. But the ballistas actually make a difference in taking out ships. All right? So I'll give you advantage dice for that if you want for the ballista, 1 for each. Then to your pilot roll, the ship's going fast, coming in hot. I think I'll give him an advantage die because it's a big bright target.
Yeah, but it's also it's a big bright target.
It's harder
to
shoot something.
Well, but I'm
getting going fast.
I mean, both sides gets an advantage die, or it's one more die that you could get a 6 on, or we just let it wash.
I just say
we could let it wash.
I say let it wash because I mean, there's advantages and there's distinct advantages and distinct disadvantages.
All right.
To come in that fast.
So this is their pilot 3. 3 ships, and then bowmen. I'm keeping it fairly simple here.
Start us out.
All right, Joe. I'm going to steal your dice.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. Pilot. Command.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember this one. We can.
You said
how many?
Two for the ballistas. You said.
Yeah. 1 for each ballista.
Okay. What is it? How many can we for? How many for?
You can justify.
I can never remember which one. Command. Skymanship?
Sure.
Okay. Orc-wise, because I know their tactics.
Yes.
Or lack thereof.
What? Explain to me how that applies.
Well, I know how they come in. Their whole general attack when they come up and attack you is to come in kind of...
Wolfpack.
Yeah, wolfpack all at once.
Well, right. They do... Yes, that's fine. Okay. That, and that's... They're coming at you... They haven't really adapted to three dimensions.
Right.
And they fight.
They think in X and Y instead of X, Y, and Z.
Right.
Come on.
Right. So yes, and it's the same type of wolf pack tactics.
Okay. All right, that's what I got.
Okay. So
Jason
now.
Wants Jason's throwing in something over here.
Yep. Current West, stay on the present course, Captain. It's the quickest. Current West.
How many dice do you need to give two helping dice?
Five. Or Taurus.
Seven is if you.
I'll tell her.
Move in.
And he gets two dice for the ballistas, right?
Right.
Okay. Do you want to do those?
He
hasn't added them.
Did you add the two dice for the ballistas?
I haven't added two dice.
The question is, he's firing a ballista. Is Joe using tactics or firing the ballista?
Tactics.
Well, he can't fork in anything with ballista because he doesn't have it.
You can use tactics.
By helping Todd.
Yeah, you give a die to Todd.
Okay, so there's Artillerist. There's Jason's. Sorry.
There's the dice for the ballista.
There's all mine.
Right. There's the ballista.
There's the ballista.
Do you have any dice left?
No.
There's the tactics.
Tactics.
How many you got? 10, 11?
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. And a fork in 2%.
Skymanship from me.
And skymanship.
As I run around pulling on things and making sure everything's 50, 60, 17.
Ship things.
Ship things, yes. Yes.
Okay.
I like this new crew.
Huh?
Soothing platitude.
It'll be okay.
I got nothing.
Poison?
Poison.
I'll tell you what, though, in the confusion, you might get that bowl.
I didn't think about it.
Did you leave the bowl in the room or did you take it with you, Joe?
I thought you said you left it in the room.
Left it in the room.
Okay, while this is going on,
you still gotta get guards past the guards.
Yeah, do it. Poison them too.
Were you gonna have them shoot at the ship? We haven't done that advantage.
Okay, here's what will happen.
Don't get him too for the ballistas.
That's the ballistas, not your crossbow. He had mentioned that.
Now,
is that something you're gonna order them to do?
I mean, if you don't order them to do it. Then take the other. You have to take the two dice out. I thought that's what you were.
No,
doing.
He didn't.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically he's telling them what to do, and you've got enough guys that they're able to spin and shoot and stuff. Okay.
So the two dice is ballista and crossbow.
Oh no! Well, he's got 20 guys, so I'm thinking four guys on each ballista.
Oh, crewman. Okay,
the crewman on the ballista is his guys, and then the rest of them are shooting back and stuff.
Except
so,
for two of them, right?
Except for the two that are below decks. Because he never yelled, like, all hands on deck.
Very Princess Bride of you.
Yeah, there are. except you're too fast as crewmen. Okay, so.
Ooh, I hope the battle goes badly.
They have only seven dice. So. I expect this to be a.
Slaughter.
For you.
Mm-hmm.
I should probably give them each two dice for the extra shift, but that's okay.
Well, helping is just one die, unless they're highly skilled.
Okay. And they're not. I mean, they're not very good at what they've got. I mean, there are ships down below, but you guys are high enough that they can't really play in. You guys are flying right in.
Don't underestimate how badly Todd can roll.
Now here's the thing. Regardless of how this outcome is, even if you take out the ships, if you guys decide to land, you're probably going to have to land.
Yeah.
They know you're here.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's a matter of dealing with them on that level.
Yeah.
Right. But you could probably, if you succeed, you will take out the four ships, and they will, and they'll all crash.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you fail,
Mm-hmm.
That will be so sad.
Oh my god. It would be. We have a history of failing with a big
I know, yeah. Thing.
Okay. If you fail.
A hole is ripped in the side of the ship where Salamden's cabin is.
The engine explodes and falls out the bottom of the ship.
If you fail, you will only succeed in taking out three of the ships.
Uh-huh.
One remains airworthy. The other one crashes into you.
Uh-huh.
You both plummet into the ocean.
Gilligan's Island.
Misty Isles or into the...
Into the water.
Into the wasteland.
You're in the water.
Oh, okay.
The Misty Isles are off
water. Okay.
Right. So you will land in the ocean... And we will have to take it up from that point. And the ship will start to... The arrow will start to sink.
Okay. Create a large plume of steam.
Oh, I hope this happens.
With the orc water vessels coming out.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, let's do it that way. Okay.
Oh, with the plume of steam that can be seen in Haven?
That's where Dave went.
All right, here we go.
Look at all them ones.
1, 2, 3. How many?
4.
No. Yeah, 4.
This is awesome.
It's okay. I got 0 success.
Did you really?
I got nothing. I got absolutely nothing.
We just have our count 6,
4,
7.
8, 12 with 4 sixes.
Okay.
I believe that's a routine
you have,
test, right? That's a routine test, right? Yeah.
You have taken out all four of the ships. You all fly. You want to describe how it happens?
Absolutely. We're coming in hot. We come in quickly across the horizon, and they can see our flaming ship coming through there. And as we come across high across one of them, and Doug's first ballista cuts it right in the center and splits it in half. Whole thing, it just breaks out the bottom and orcs rain from the sky down into the water. Plup, 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 is all you see. We come around, make a turn, and then hit along the axis, making a T, and then we fire the second ballista right down on top of the ship, and it just rains down, just bounces right across the top of the ship.
Catches the captain
catches
right in the
chest. Yeah, catches him, just rails him off the front end of the ship, and it nosedives into the ocean. Then we come across, come up, and then we kind of stop, and then fall back down again, and then two more ballista shots right across the front half of the third ship, taking in out, and then the fourth ship, they're starting to abandon.
Hit.
Yeah.
The other one lands on the...
Yeah. And it's just like that old World War II footage. The, you know, it breaks apart, lands on the other one, catches it all in a big ball of flame, and they all go peacefully and violently into the ocean.
Wow. Okay. All right. All told, you think maybe 100 orcs.
Yes.
On all the ships.
Yes.
A very good start.
We call it a good start.
Mm-hmm. A good start. Fall into the ocean and perish. However, you fly over and you see the orc army.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you see hundreds of orcs watching the battle, and they all track you as the as your ship comes in for a not so gentle landing far off from Misty Isles.
Okay.
You've succeeded. The ship is... in decent shape, but it will need repairs after Stutler has what Stutler has done to it.
Mm-hmm.
And they are aware that you're there.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. But you are far enough away.
Are we on land?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Certainly. And you land, and you're able to bring it down in some force. So they know kind of where you are. They don't know exactly where you are because you've landed far enough away in one of the more remote parts of the isle.
And they have no arrows.
Right. They have no flying ships.
Yeah.
I was like, for their bows? Right. And they have, and their flying ships are gone. So you've taken out their air power. Ship lands. You bring the ship in, no problem. We don't need to have another roll for that. But the ship is going to take some work to get it airborne.
Mm-hmm.
and you know the orcs are coming. You see, as you go over, I'm not going to make a perception check. No perception needed for this. As you go over, you can see what looks like their leader standing, watching the fight. I mean, you can tell because he's on a raised dais, and you know his armor looks better. I mean, he is obviously a big wolf next mm-hmm. to him, and he's tracking the ship as it goes down.
Oh, he's going to be mad.
Mm-hmm. And
as soon as we touch down, I throw a rope ladder off and get down and secure the perimeter, or familiarize myself with the perimeter and find me a nice solid club.
Okay.
By that, I mean a small tree.
Real quick on the test. Since you rolled 7, right? It'd be mine versus your 7. Even
no,
you
successes.
Just one. Yeah. So it'd be a routine, right?
It's a routine.
That's all I need. I didn't want a difficult. I just want a routine. My current wise is up.
Okay. All right. So the ship is down, and the glow just starts to come back down. Getting dark.
I also put out the fire so the ship starts when it touches down on the.
Yeah, there are a few spots. There are a few spots where the ship starts to smolder. In the engine room is. Like the floor is actually blackened and the room is full of smoke when you go back down.
Is Dave down there?
Stutler?
Yeah.
No, he went right to... I mean, since the battle starts, you look mm-hmm. around, where's Dave? He is at the...
front of the ship going...
Yeah, he's at the front of the... I'm the king of the world! I mean, he's up there, you know, his hair blowing in the wind. I mean, it was as the ship is just flying and he's just ecstatic. He's just having this epiphany, this huge.
Well, I call Dave over to me, and I call Reboot over, and in front of the rest of the crew, I say, Reboot, you did a fantastic job shooting those downs. That was an amazing thing, Dave. The ship going as fast as it did, that's wonderful. I can't believe what you did. Don't you ever touch the engine again?
What?
Don't you ever touch the engine again.
What?
We'll find plenty of things for you to do, and it will be engineering based. Don't touch the engine.
We went very fast.
Yes, we did, and it was wonderful.
I can fix it.
I know you can. No, we're not. But you see this man over here? He is the engineer. Let him be the engineer.
I can fix it.
I believe he's right, Captain. He can fix it. Look what he did. He got us here safely.
He did.
One piece. And he did everything you told him.
Yes, he did. And that's... I completely agree. But we were about 2 seconds away from blowing up. So, listen to Reboot.
Okay. So the upside is you still got your ship.
Yep.
You destroyed their air power.
Yep.
The ship is going to need some work.
Yep.
And you're on the island now. It's basically burned up. You probably need some more fuel too. But everybody's safe and well, except for Salamon, of course.
Right.
Okay. So you've gone down. You've secured the perimeter, put out the fires, and sort of kept the ship.
Where's
you know you've gotten steady. Make sure the ship's not light, because the ship has to actually set down, and you're able to you know. Get some logs to prop it up so it's not listing to one side or the other.
The wood was hot to the touch, correct?
Yes.
All right. Is Salamden's body laying on the wood?
Bacon.
He's stuck in a room. I mean, if he had been, say, in the engine room,
uh-huh.
yeah, he had, you know, his hair might have caught fire.
I was just wondering. I thought, you know, okay.
Yeah, papers and things. I mean,
the oatmeal.
Oatmeal. The oatmeal was burnt. The oatmeal that spilled out onto the floor is now like a hard crust, like a really hard brown crust. Didn't really catch fire.
All that's left is what's in the bowl.
Yes.
What's in the bowl?
Hold on.
What's in the bowl?
But he wouldn't know if it burned yet, would he?
Because
the door's locked.
I don't know that. No.
Yeah, but the interior ship is still very warm from the excess heat.
Okay.
We own it.
I'm going to go back and get the bowl.
Go back and get the what?
Bowl.
I'll go
grab the chief.
Okay. We go to the engine room. It's pretty rough. I mean, it's pretty rough. It's going to take some work to fix.
Okay.
Setting the ship up.
Grab the chief.
Okay.
We need to set up a perimeter because they'll be coming. So grab some of your guys and let's go at least explore a little bit around here and see what we can find out.
Did we see the library as we came over? Do we have an idea of range and direction?
Yes. Yes. And in fact, Tome can tell you, yeah, we passed right over it. She can tell you exactly where.
But we're not sitting in like this Avalon in the city.
Oh no 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 no! You all overshot the city.
Okay.
You all were coming in so hot and so fast, but you know I'm not trying to penalize you. Other than say now you're there and the ship is landed.
Okay.
I mean not a gentle landing, but it's landed. Everybody's safe, but the ship is going to need some work to get it airborne again.
Okay.
Because every time. When it goes through that kind of duress, it needs to be fixed and refueled.
Gotcha. So before I go down to grab the bowl,
yeah.
I'm going to tell my crew that we're firing the bowls on the deck to set up a perimeter 100 paces out from the ship.
Yes, sir.
And I go ahead for the bowl.
Okay. You didn't take that. You go back down. The two guys are there. Captain, I'm sweating. Can we get some air?
Yeah,
Captain,
go,
permission
go
to get some air.
Go get some air.
Okay, they go out and it's still warm down here.
Right.
You look in there. The bowl's still where you left it.
I grab the bowl and I head towards the engine room to see reboot.
Okay. Engine room is smoky. When you get there, he's picking up papers. I mean, you know, any paper that was sort of that left or flew or landed on the ground just caught fire.
Blackened.
I mean, the elf wood is able to take it. You know, has a higher
threshold.
Sure. What's the
viscosity? Or?
No, there's a word when something catches fire.
Oh,
flashpoint.
Flashpoint. Yeah, the wood has a much higher flashpoint.
Fahrenheit 451.
Than paper, so it scorched a little bit, but it hasn't caught fire. Loose papers did. Some other things, maybe brown and stuff, but. Point being, the room's now smoky. When you get there, and the captain reboots in there, you know, kill that son. And reboot's standing sort of in the doorway, just watching. Or not reboot. Stutler.
Stutler.
Stutler's just standing in the doorway, watching.
You did this.
We went so fast. Did you see how fast we went?
What does he say?
Did you see how fast we went? We went so fast.
And now we're probably going to die here.
Okay, but the chief's in there working.
Reboot's
in there and you find
him. All right, reboot.
No problem.
Take this bowl and put it in a safe place. So Lambden's dead. And I'm not entirely sure that it...
was an accident?
It seems fishy.
See here now, player information.
I know.
I have a question for you. Do you trust him?
Yeah.
Yes. I trust Reboot way more than I trust that dude.
Well, he has
really. Wait a minute. Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I'm the one who went with you. You know, in the previous incarnation of this game, I'm the one that went with you and was helping you do all the work. To get your proof about the Misty Isle.
Right.
Going through the paperwork.
No,
and
you
were
only
that.
Doing that to get the lady. You weren't caring about Jim.
I was still helping him.
I named the ballista after his mom.
Bam.
But also in fairness to the chief over here, the one person Salamon did not like and did not trust was you.
Yeah.
Okay. So...
But at the same time,
and now Slam
is
dead.
He believes me.
He believed that you came in and did a diagnosis,
right? And he believes the diagnosis. That's what the diagnosis was. That's
what
the role was.
Okay,
all right. And the reason behind it,
he had an allergic reaction.
I gave him a believable reason based on the role.
Okay, then I will pass that BS reason on to Reboot, dude. The doctor thinks it has something to do with the oatmeal. Secure this.
Okay, I can test it and prove that he was right.
All right.
And I'll put it in a drawer.
Fair enough.
Sure.
That's using player knowledge to inform your characters to do things that fit.
Okay.
While still screwing somebody.
Right. I'm not saying I don't trust his diagnosis. I'm saying he thinks it's something to do with the oatmeal.
Okay. I can test it and make sure it's the same purity as all the other bowls.
Okay. Chief, you can tell from the distance to where you last saw the soldiers, unless they have scouts that are closer, and they may or may not. I mean, they may have people out, you know, foraging for food, that kind of thing. But if the force or a large part of the force came straight this way, you probably have about 6 hours. If they start heading, trying to find you guys. Yes, Bill.
As his soldiers come down the ladder, I greet them, and me and Huckleberry single and point out various things that I've already scouted and say, well, you know, there's a good, that there's a good pyramid right there. See how it rises there? Clear shot of that way over there.
Thank you, Hayseed.
I'm sorry?
Thank you, Hayseed. There.
No, I've never done no farming.
Right. Just leave it to the professionals, boy.
Thanks.
They badge you. He reaches up very high. Thanks. Just make sure the ship doesn't fall over, okay? You stand right here and keep the ship from falling over, big guy, okay? Leave this to professionals. We don't want you to get hurt.
I wouldn't worry about that. You got a little piece of tree, on your tree over my shoulder.
Yeah. Okay, so they set up a perimeter around the ship, and what do y'all do? Y'all hunker down? Y'all do anything else? What do y'all want to do?
Tell the captain the perimeter secure.
Okay. We need to set, once the perimeter's set up, we need to get everybody off the ship and start heading towards the Misty Isles. Towards the library, I mean.
Is there anything that you want to do with the body?
At this point, no. Leave it there. It's not going to do us any good.
Okay.
Do you agree with that?
I mean, it's going to smell.
But yeah, it'll... Okay. Well, that's a good point.
I trust the captain.
With Salamden? No, elves don't smell when they die.
They
radiate the smell of flowers.
Okay. It might actually help.
Kind of like a Glade Corp.
I put them in my underwear drawer.
Now, does anybody have some... What are Salamden, the beliefs about Salamden? Find the killer, that kind of thing, or find out what's up?
Salamden's death was an accident, and the doctor will prove it.
Potpourri. Was murdered, and I got
that's
it.
What I'm smelling.
Okay.
Salamden's executioner must be killed.
All right, so the captain wants to... Salamden's executioner must be killed. All right, so the captain's saying we need to pack up and go. Do you want to continue pursuing that belief? I mean, you want to work on the Salamden thing and try and resolve that before you all move? Or do you want to just say, okay, and go?
We should look into the Salamden thing while it's still fresh. If we leave now, it'll be dark by the time we get to the library, and we don't want to be out at night.
And if we don't leave now, then we have orcs trailing us. No, we need to be on the move.
How far away are the orcs?
Well, about 6 hours. I mean, it's going to take... I mean, if you all head straight there, it would take 6 hours for you all to get into Avalon, basically into the square,
right.
The heart of Avalon.
Okay.
If you, you know, depending on how you want to do it, I mean, that's if they all like, let's go, and they,
well,
start
my point
toward
is,
you guys,
let's go, because then it'll be to our advantage. We can go around them, or you know.
Sure. Now the question is, do you want to? Because I know there, are, we well, have competing beliefs here. Do we want to leave the whole Salamden thing and just get into the Misty Isles, or do we want to?
No, we don't want to get into the Misty Isles.
If well, I know that's what you want.
If we're get into the Misty Isles,
if we're 6 hours from the library, and the orcs are 6 hours from us,
they're coming basically from the library.
Yeah.
Okay.
The main force was there in the square, which is what the library is. The library is in the heart of Avalon.
Okay.
In there. In what used to be their governmental district.
City Square.
The City Square, yes. And they are, that's where their big encampment was. In the heart of Avalon. They are coming from there, following the trail where they saw the ship come down on the isle.
So assuming there are no advanced scouts.
Assuming there are no advanced scouts, which there could be.
Point. So, what you're saying then is the quicker we leave here, the better we can sneak around them and get
behind
them. And
leave the ship undefended when they show up here when we get to the library. awesome
plan. No, I thought we could take it in the ship with us. Are we just going to walk?
Ship don't fly.
Ship don't
fly.
Okay.
Ship don't fly.
We need to stay here and fix the ship.
Yeah, that was the problem with the whole burning fast and going.
Well, I thought, well, you said we could repair it. I didn't know.
Yeah, we can, but it's going to take time.
You can repair it. You're not going to repair it in 6 hours.
Yeah, gotcha.
We're not going to get the ship repaired in 6 hours.
Well, I'll tell you what. Here's what we can do. I'll throw it out there. You can try to get the ship repaired quickly. And try and beat them before they get to you.
Can we do a link test? Got your tactics. We can get a good idea of how far they are.
Give us
a better judgment on time.
Well, he's already said it. He's already told you that. So basically what we're going to say is, I'm not going to make it easy. I mean, you're going to have to do it quickly to essentially beat them getting to you. Okay? And I'm thinking 20%. You're going to have to at least one success to...
20% would be two successes.
Two successes, 20%. Yeah. You're going to have to get at least two successes to beat them with no problems. One success, they arrive as you're taking off. I mean, you basically get the ship in the air so they can't attack you.
Swarm.
Yeah, they can't swarm you. But they're coming, and you're going to have to do it. So.
I'll do that. And then we'll get to the
quick repairs.
Here's the thing. Not everybody, because there are people that may not take part in the repairs and may want to deal with the Salandon thing, but he can't do both.
No.
He can't do both.
And so, I have no... Frankly, Slamden's dead. That's fine. Let's get to the Misty Isles.
So do you want to...
I agree with the captain.
I can do both.
Your boat is at risk.
Take a piece of paper and a pencil and sketch
out a little
box.
That's why I
want to
get... I'll get it up in the air.
And you can put a mouse in and the oatmeal in both sides and feed equal amounts to the mouse and see which one kills him. I'll sketch him out a little plan. It's easy. Any idiot can build it.
Is he going to open MacGyver Wise too?
No. Yeah. I'll draw up
on my
plan. I'll make it with stuff in the kitchen. All you got to do is go to the kitchen, get a bowl, get a couple things, get this, throw it together.
I've
got to get to the library.
You don't have any mice.
We're on an island.
Listen, I don't.
We got the mountain man to find the mouse.
Look, here's what you need to do.
Yeah, we got
it. I'm not going to say no. What I'm going to say is, I think you all are at odds. I think you need to convince him that that's a good plan. That we need to do this whole thing with Selena before I start.
You know what?
This.
You wanted David to break the engines. You and Dave, have fun fixing it. We're going to go find out who killed Selena. Good luck with that.
Well, it's going against the belief, too, isn't it?
Not anymore.
But it sounds like some kind
sounds
of...
Sounds like a role.
Sounds like some kind of opposed role.
Mm-hmm.
And who agrees with the captain?
I agree with the captain.
I agree with the captain. We need to get to that.
Who agrees with reboot?
All right, so what are y'all going to do?
I'll try to persuade him.
I'm tired of y'all just agreeing to just do what somebody else wants to do. I want y'all to persuade each other or something. It doesn't mean to do with wits, but...
I'll try to persuade him.
And you want to persuade him back?
Yeah.
Doug?
It's like countersuing.
How many ranks in a skill do you have to have in order to...
see it.
Two?
Oh, okay.
Okay, so Reboot and the captain are on deck.
Again.
Face to face at odds.
Again.
Why do you keep him on this ship?
Well, let's keep the stakes up. Stutler standing behind the captain going,
I can do what he does, Captain.
Have at it. Go fix it. You made this mess. It's all yours.
I can fix it.
Do whatever you want with it.
I can fix it.
So wash your hands of this mess.
Stutler is on his side.
Yep.
Yes, he is.
Yes,
he has to go fix it.
Mm-hmm. Stutler can fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Stutler believes he can fix it.
I can fix it. Now, granted, and I'll put this caveat in there, there's only enough fuel basically to get you back to Avalon.
Okay.
And not quickly. Just get the ship in the air and fly back to Avalon before the soldiers get back.
Okay.
Burn through that much titanium?
Yes. Exponential.
When you hit afterburner,
did you see how fast we were going?
King of the world!
Okay. Have y'all seen my picture of Stutler that I posted on the Out of City Portal?
com.
Ding, ding.
All right, so we got, what are the rules here so far?
Okay, I found this great picture for him. All right, so what do you want? The question is, what do you want out of this? What do you want out of this? And you're like,
I don't want anything out of it. You guys, you made
so
the mess.
You
cleaned it up.
That's what you want.
Right, right. I want them to clean up their mess.
Okay.
Leaving you free to explore the crime.
Right.
So that you don't want anything out of them other than just leave you alone, right?
Right. Have at it. You
so,
make this
well,
mess.
Well, so that's just you against him, his will.
Yeah, well, let me ask you.
No,
I mean,
he wants...
You just want them to leave you alone.
No, he wants
everybody. Wants to be able to examine... He go after
the killer.
The killer.
Well, he wants to take a look at the oatmeal. Who's a killer? What are we talking about? There's
out
no
of character,
killer.
Whatever.
He died of a fluke.
He choked on
that
his oatmeal.
Was oatmeal, not fish.
Right. Yeah. I said I was going to prove...
Fluky oatmeal.
I was going to prove that that there wasn't anything wrong with the oatmeal.
Is that what you really want?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's what Reboot wants.
Okay. But you're not expressing the fact that you want to go after this guy out on the deck. You're just saying, screw you guys.
I told you three times this guy was going to break the ship. Hey, look, he broke the ship.
I agree he broke the ship. And I told him he's not going to touch it anymore. Now,
awesome. As soon as he fixes it, I'll take it over again. You made this mess, you clean it up.
All right, so you want him to just go ahead and order Stutler to do it. He wants you to fix the ship.
I wash my hands of the whole thing. Right.
All
right,
now.
And I want him to do it.
You and Stutler made this problem. You guys go fix it.
So you're cool. Awesome. Love it.
Okay.
All right, so.
Persuasion or duel of wits or what?
You all tell me. Is this a duel of wits? I mean, I'm not going to tell you it's a duel of wits. I don't know that it is. I don't know that it rises to the level of duel of wits.
I don't think it does myself, but I don't know how far he's going to fight it.
I mean, depose roll, whoever wins, boom, done.
Depose roll, what am I rolling?
It's a versus. Your persuasion against his.
I don't have persuasion.
What do you mean?
I'm saying I'm not doing it. He's preparing to persuade me.
Then
I'm not trying to persuade
will?
Him. I'm not persuading him to do something else. I'm just saying no.
He's ordering you to fix the ship.
And I'm saying no.
It's okay,
will.
It's just your will. His persuasion against your will.
Yeah.
Okay?
Don't get mad.
No, that's fine. I'm just not going to be forced into rolling a scale I only have. That's fine.
Oh,
no.
Persuade me.
No. I thought you were... Okay, well...
We both thought that you were kind of persuading back at the same time.
Well, listen, I thought that's what he thought. And Bill said... He thought he was trying to convince you to let Stutler get into the ship's rigging again.
Right.
He's ordering you to fix the ship, and you're saying no. So he just wants to say no and make it against his will.
That's because I pointed out he had better odds if he just stonewalled.
Right.
Which doesn't really help the story, but there it is.
Tell me about it. That's the way Doug plays. He Mr. Stonewall.
All right.
This is me.
So I just roll straight up?
Yep. What's your will?
Four.
Beautiful. Well, unless... I mean, does anybody else want to try to...
Hold on.
I was waiting for him to be quick.
What if we want
falsehood. To I've already shown that he died of just a freak accident. He was sick when he got on here, and this bad cooking just kicked him over the edge. Let's have done with this and get out of this dangerous situation.
Okay.
Falsehood. Tom was the one to make the oatmeal killer.
How does that help?
I'm proposing that there's the entrance. She killed him. Let's get
him. Well, no, wait. I appreciate where you're going with the story, but I don't know how that persuades him to fix the ship.
All I want him to do is fix the ship.
See, what he said, what Roy has said is, there's nothing wrong with the oatmeal. You're wasting your time with the oatmeal. What you're doing is throwing another thread in there that has nothing to do with convincing him to fixing the ship so they can get out of the situation. You see what I'm saying?
Can you help Doug since he's got a stat?
Certainly. No.
No.
No, I tell you what, in that case, I'm going to refuse to help.
Oh.
Shut up, Doctor. I've got this one.
Yeah.
All right.
So just my skill.
Oh, well, Joe, you don't want anybody else?
No. Just my skill versus his stat.
What is your skill?
Persuasion.
I mean, number
six.
Seven.
Seven.
Okay. Well, fair enough.
You got any persona or anything?
Nope.
I am ordering you.
The seventh person is a full routine
ship. Now wait a minute.
Yeah.
What about Willow?
It's already a routine. Yeah.
You can fix the ship. Do you want to do it fast? Because that's where it makes a difference.
Yeah.
Because that's what we established in the beginning.
Yeah.
The beginning.
Yeah, I thought that was understood.
Well, but he could say fix the ship. He goes, fine. I'm gonna fix the ship.
Mm-hmm.
So he is going to order you to fix the ship as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that changes what you want to do as far as trying to get something out of the captain. Fine, but we kill Stutler when I finish. Whatever.
If we're going to get it done fast, Stutler's going to have to help me.
Awesome.
Get fastened into the front of the ship.
He's very aerodynamic.
Make him a masthead.
No, he's Stutler's, obviously he's got a mastery of engines.
Stutler, I'm very aerodynamic.
Are you... You just ordered Stutler to never touch the ship again.
Touch the engines.
Mm-hmm. Are you okay with Stutler
helping?
I'm
as long as he oversees it.
Ooh, so that's two demands.
No changes.
Well, no, he's asking. He's wanting Stutler to help.
No,
well,
he said
it's not
for him.
Okay,
not
so
multiple roles. It's
he's
just,
already told Stutler never to touch it again.
All right,
he's already told him that.
So just so we know, he's ordering you fix the ship as fast as you can, so we can get into the air before the order.
Right.
Stadium. Okay.
Ready?
I'm born ready, baby.
One,
four,
two, three,
five.
Four, five.
Okay. You have to fix the ship.
Okay.
You say fine. Screw you, but that's okay. Still counts as far as Arthur.
Come on, Stutler, let's go clean up your mess.
you turn around and say, "Come on, Stutler," and he's already running down back to the engine. He's already like, he's like, oh, "I love the engine."
Intake manifold. Intake manifold.
Oh.
I like this ship.
Okay. He will assist you, and he can assist you.
Okay.
And he's got, surprisingly, he does have some engineering skill. He's very good at it. So he can give you two dice.
Okay. Well, I have five in engineering.
Unlike a lot of, unless a lot, unlike a lot of other sorcerers that were statesmen and are statesmen, he actually has both. So he's pretty... I mean, he knows what he's doing. He's just crazy. Okay.
I have a trait in geometric for math-based desk. Can I flip this in?
No, that makes it a... Oh, yeah.
It's plus one die trait.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll let you do it because you're... Yes.
What am I looking for?
Finger.
I have other
not
forks
a lot.
I could probably use, but what am I going for you?
It's not bad. I mean, just try.
What are you going for here?
What's the end? What the obstacle is?
I know. I'm trying to think. I mean, we say 6 hours. You're trying to get it done before they get there. I'm kind of thinking. Let's do an OB4.
So I need a six.
A six. If you get a five, they get there as the. I mean, the ship's firing up as they come in.
Mm-hmm.
If you get a six, you're well up in the air. And I mean, you basically pass over them as they're coming in.
And if I get a four, I get it fixed, but they show up before we take off.
Yes.
Okay.
You get it fixed, but it's right as they're coming through the trees, so you may have to fight orcs off and stuff. You will have to fight some orcs off as they try to board the ship while you're lifting off.
Oh, sweet! Let's go for four then. Okay, that's more than enough.
Everybody good with that? Everybody good? Okay. Awesome. Ooh, sixes.
Two, four, five.
What was the one with the...
Five.
The three was a success.
Oh, was that a five? I think
that was one that you moved, yeah.
It was a
four. It was a six.
It wasn't a six.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have some sixes. Do you want to go for a little bit higher? You want to see if you can actually...
I don't think it was... He's probably going to go ahead, but
it's only one over, so we have to.
Well,
fight
four him. Was fighting.
Four
five is
all,
yeah. Is...
If there was a four and they were all sixes, he was going, "I'm fine."
No, we're good. We're good with a four. If I got a five, I might as well go for a six.
Right.
No six. Okay, so no problem. Awesome. Yay. No success.
Okay. So we get it done even faster.
Even faster.
Yeah, that's great. Seven. We go.
So 30% faster.
Okay.
Dave goes, look.
So surprisingly, Stutler listens to what you're telling him.
That's right? The difference.
And he's... Because he's just happy to be flying again. Okay? He's glad that... And everybody... The captain's going to like him now. He's like, yes. He can fix this. And he's over there fixing it.
I'm touching the engine.
I'm touching the engine. He's, and you turn around and he's like... and he'd look back and he goes, fixing the engine. You get into the air well before you get your men back on board. And you get the men, you get the ship back in the air. And you are heading back toward... and it's gotten dark. All right? And you are heading back toward the Avalon. Now, you're not traveling very fast, and you are traveling sort of low over the tops of the trees, and it's very quiet.
Almost too quiet.
And you can hear below you orders being yelled as the orcs pass beneath you as you fly back to Avalon.
Can I fire the bullets into the orcs as we go by?
If you want.
Oh, I want, because there's a ballista target out there waiting to be shot.
I mean, it's very dark. You can't really see them. They might see you before you see them, because they have night vision. But
they don't have x-ray tree vision.
X-ray tree vision. I mean, you could try to see them, but you're firing through the trees. But you do hear them as you pass over the forces, as they're coming through. And they're a long line that stretches out as far as your ear can hear, moving through the woods, trying to find the ship. Okay?
Well, their commander stands out, right? Can I try to shoot him?
No, you don't see, you don't see them. You hear them under the trees. Mm. And no, you don't hear the commander.
Does it shoot flame?
You don't.
It could.
It could.
Actually, I have a bolt of cloth and a bucket of pitch that you let me pick up before.
I did.
So I will wrap a ballista bolt, set it on fire, and fire it into the orcs to f*** you as we go by. Sorry.
As a what you?
Yes.
As a what you?
As a forget you.
As a what you.
What happens if he fails?
We've
got to make a quick landing because the boat's on fire.
Set the ship on fire. Fire the boat into the ship.
We work out of the trees. Maybe the trees will burn and fall. And
the orcs
realize
shoot
what
it.
Happened and turn around and head back to the
shoot
city.
It.
Yeah.
The captain tells you to shoot it.
Okay. Here's he does this. You would not. I mean, you're basically, to put it in Star Trek parlance.
Yeah.
You're on impulse.
Right.
Okay. You are basically just airborne. That's
right.
What you've gotten, flying back.
We're being stealthy.
If they turn and run, and if they double time back, they get there pretty much the same time you do. I mean, I'll put that out there if you still want to do it. But
don't. No. Don't do it.
Well, you don't want to kill orcs?
Nope.
You sure?
Everything else is secondary. Get there.
Okay.
I fire the ballista.
You gonna fire the ballista?
Yes.
Okay.
Flaming ballista bolt.
He goes
secretly. I'm
trees.
Going wonderful.
Now, Captain.
Yes.
He's gonna fire the ballista. You see him getting the pitch ready, loading the ballista, and I mean it's you can't do this stealthily. I mean you're getting ready. He's gonna fire it out the back of your cabin, basically.
Yeah.
Well, that's the rear facing ballista, right? The cabin,
yeah.
Right?
Okay. I mean, you're in there having your tea or whatever.
Captain's mom.
And he's like, don't mind me. I'm just going to, like, get this bucket of pitch.
So this is exactly what happens. He's doing all that, and I'm going, reboot, you know, that's probably not the best idea.
This will work. I have it all figured out. I'll show you the math.
I don't think that's just a really good idea at the moment. You probably shouldn't be doing that one.
I'm disturbingly confident. This will totally work. Don't worry. I can get them all.
Reboot, you think you could probably hit all the orcs down there. Is that correct?
Yes, I got it figured out. Well,
I don't know. Please don't do that.
A couple hundred of them right through.
I don't know, Reboot. I mean, if you
killed
all the orcs, I can tell you it would make me thrilled, but I don't. We still have to get to the Misty Isles, Reboot.
It'll be fine.
Okay.
Jacob tugs on Reboot's sleeve.
Okay.
There's a big hulking man bent over and tugging on your sleeve.
What's up, buddy?
Can I pull the trigger?
Yes! Here, hold this. I hand him the rope.
Tell me about the rabbits, Reboot. Okay. All right, so you're going to pull the trigger. Okay, so you fire your ballista.
Okay.
All right. I will give you disturbingly confident.
Okay.
We're not going to worry about rolling. You hear some screams. You kill a few orcs. You don't kill them all.
Sure.
But you alert them. They all look up. They come to the trees. And they spot you.
Right.
And they start, and you can hear them.
Message for you, sir.
Now, all right. So now the ship is sort of in a race with them back to Avalon.
Let's for those who did not
let's
hear
stop
that.
There. Yeah, yeah, I want to stop there. So they're alert. They're heading back to Avalon. Cool. Okay. How'd we do tonight? Everybody happy?
Good.
He's been miserable.
Okay. All right. Anybody want to tie up any loose ends with Salam in there, or are we just leaving him in his room right now to rot?
For right now, we'll
to
leave.
Cook a little bit. Yeah.
To age.
Okay. Let's talk beliefs and traits and stuff. I think we had a pretty good night tonight. A lot of people got involved and jumped in and did stuff. Let's start over here on this side then with Jason. Jason.
Slamden's executioner must be killed. Didn't come in. Reboot is right. The wizard will get us killed. I try to play against that the whole night. Milton is on his way to the Misty Isles. We must hurry. I didn't play any of that.
No, no, you did. You did. Because you told the captain he went that way and you wanted to... You pushed to go.
Yeah.
I don't know that there was a role involved with that.
No, it wasn't because he was already going.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. Probably not. How many faith do you have?
2 minutes.
Yeah, I'm not going to worry about it. Okay. I mean, just to get down to a more where fate actually means something, I think I'm going to... It has to actually have some kind of play.
Well,
faint kind of
I'm the only one probably with single digit fate.
No, you're not.
Oh.
I've got 4 fate and 3 persona.
Oh, okay.
Well, 3 persona, that's a lot.
At this table?
Yes. I have 0. I had 3. I have 0 now.
But like Joe over there was sitting on 18 fate. 17.
No. 17.
Well, 17. Well, we haven't done your turn yet.
I have 15. But I got 5 persona still. It's like.
What about instincts?
Biden's time.
Instincts really didn't come in because the ship will always be prepped for quick departure. Chief Greco's words are law, obey them to the letter, and never admit I'm lost.
Okay, so you didn't do anything that made your life difficult. All right, Roy.
Beliefs. Aboard ship, the captain must be obeyed, and I worked on that. I tried to give him dice even though he didn't take it.
Okay. I'll let you have that because...
I have no fate.
You're fate poor.
You're fate poor, and 2, you tried. I mean, you tried to give him the dice and try to get involved.
2, Slamden's death was an accident, and I will prove it. I'm working on that. I tried to prove it.
No, we'll give you fate. You get fate for that, definitely.
Yeah.
Certainly.
And the other one had to do with court, and it didn't work tonight. Nothing.
What about your instinct?
I tried to use the instinct. The doctor's bag. Always
yes.
Have a doctor's bag.
Yes.
Okay, so it did work against me tonight.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, even though it didn't, I mean, he got the die, it did work against you, so yes, you get rewarded for that.
Okay. The other 2 instincts, always trust the elves, never carry a weapon, never carry or use a weapon. I was hoping that would come into play tonight, but...
We'll kill you next
not
time.
Yet.
Okay. Todd.
Beliefs, an attack on the ship's an attack on me, she's my life. Number 2, get
worked
to the...
on that, I mean, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you're not just blowing that off like
right.
Them, but you worked on that.
Get to the Misty Isles as soon as possible. All
worked
other matters are secondary.
Worked on that.
Well, it's persona, right? We got to the Misty Isles as soon as possible. He had
true
David blow up the ship to get us there.
Okay. And orc genocide is the only solution.
It's
got to be a fake because I blow them all up. There wasn't
well, if you had jumped up and tried, well,
we did
I'll give you a fake. I'll give you a fake.
Well, he didn't try and get
past the ships, didn't try to outrun the ships. He tried to kill
the ships. I know, but I'm also thinking about shooting the ballista at the back. Right. Like, you do that one, I'll do the front. But I'll give you the fate anyway because you've already worked on it. You worked on it.
Yeah.
I'm going to penalize you because you didn't work on it later, but you did work on it. Okay.
Attack works on sights and instinct.
Did that?
Well, actually, I didn't.
He tried to stop me from doing it.
Yeah. That's the only time I tried to. Yep. But see, that's the thing. You can't
get Well, both. I mean, but you didn't try to attack orcs on sight. And besides, there are more orcs probably still back in the city anyway.
Right.
So you can still... that's a...
Yeah.
So don't worry about it.
Take the highest offer and one threat and draw your sword.
Okay. Any instincts? Anything? Okay.
I read the
instincts. Joe?
I don't think I have anything. Other than I will always remain loyal to Captain Goodacre.
Really? Nothing else?
I mean, I believe more information can be found in the Missy Isles Library pertaining to the Isles' betrayal. I will find evidence that confirms my suspicions about Callahan.
What about your instincts?
Instincts, I will never leave a man behind. When I discover betray the Isles, I'll kill him, and I will always have my pistol loaded. I'm pretty much...
So you could have got to the Isles earlier tonight, but, you know, you had to play this whole investigation thing.
You're only saying that because you're a killer.
He was my key to finding evidence about Callahan, and you poisoned him.
Prepare to die. Bill, what do you got?
Let's see. Keep the ship going. I don't think I really...
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. You did that.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing you did when we land was make sure the ship was propped up.
Yeah, that was a big part.
Well, there weren't any rolls involved with that.
No.
Well, he did put in a helping dice for maintaining the ship for the big roll.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'd say you played it.
Doctors didn't come into play for me.
We need to get you trying
to But you need to get him injured.
Oh, he's going to get hurt pretty soon here.
The only good orc is a dead orc. I got to pull the trigger.
That's right.
Okay. All right. We didn't roll, but okay. All right.
So two fate.
Instincts.
How many fate do you have, just so I know?
Way too many.
All right. So, Doug, what do you have?
Only because you let me carry them over from the last character.
And I should never have done it. Doug, what do you have?
If left unchecked, Stettler will damage the ship.
He certainly did.
He certainly did. You'll
definitely get a fate for that.
Fate. Slamden was murdered, and I can prove it. I'm working on that.
You definitely were working on that. Mm-hmm. Got into an argument with the captain about him anymore.
There's a ballista target out there waiting to be shot.
And you did that too. So and I'll tell you what, I'll give you persona for firing the ballista, because tonight you fired it at the orcs and then you also fired it again.
But it means you got to change it.
No, it doesn't mean he has to change it.
Well, yeah, persona is when you accomplish the goal.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'll give you the fate if you want it.
I'll take the fate.
Unless you want the persona. All right, so there's you're still
I'm using that to generate fate. Okay. I want to keep firing it, yes.
Okay. All right, let's keep going.
None of my instincts came into play.
Okay, so instincts. Traits. Invoking a trait that sends a story in an unforeseen direction.
Disturbingly confident.
Boom.
Yes.
Is that fate?
That's a fate.
Yes, because everybody thought, hey, now we just fly back. I think everybody was thinking, now we're just going to fly to Avalon, we'll pick up there, and we'll sneak in now. And you're like, nope.
Nope.
Okay. Humor. Humor. In-character GameStopper. Any in-character GameStoppers tonight?
Most of them were out of character.
Yeah, most of them were out of character.
Yeah. No? Okay. Nope. Okay. Right skill, right time. Do we have a skill that came up that made the story go?
What did you use for the...
And the piloting?
That's what I was thinking.
I'd say it's piloting was the big success to me.
Yeah.
But I don't know that that's necessarily right skill, right time as much as MVP. Well, that's true.
Is it the right skill at the right time?
Well,
I'd give MVP to Doug, and I'd give right skill, right time, because he fixed the ship. And
see, MVP and Workhorse are the ones that the table gets to.
Well, right skill, right time is...
Hold on, Jason.
The right skill for me, I think, is Joe. Even though he failed it, he tried to prove... that Roy had something to do with the
poison. But it has to give it has to make the story go.
Well, it did. He's already eliminated, quote unquote, Roy from being a suspect of killing Slamden.
Yeah, but at the moment, see, that's the only thing is this isn't solved yet.
But in his eyes, it is. It's not Roy.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that quite qualifies. I mean, I see what you're saying, but I don't know if it qualifies. He tried, and if he had done it, it makes the story go. To be honest with you, I give it to Roy for his falsehood. Keeping the story going. I think you're right. I think it's the other side of the coin, though. I think Roy gets it for using his falsehood to say, "I don't want to start."
Wasn't me.
And the story progresses beyond that.
It sucked, but I agree.
Sure, I go with that.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Embodiment. Okay.
Now we're into personas.
Yeah. Really.
Wow, I need glasses for really good distinctive role playing.
Old man.
Yeah.
I can hold that for you so you can see it.
Yeah.
I think his nose already does a good job.
Mm. And I left my glasses at home when I went to work today. It's like I can't read anything.
Well, what are you wearing on your face now?
I went home.
Oh, you had to go all the way home and get him and come back? Oh, okay.
Yikes.
Okay, so embodiment. Anybody for embodiment?
Hot Doug did. What do you think up tonight?
What do I think?
Yeah, I think Doug.
Sometimes there isn't one.
You know, I like both. I like Doug and Bill.
Yeah.
Because Bill's always... Well, because...
You're throwing in those nuggets.
You're always playing your character. Yeah. You're always there, and no matter what's going on, you're there. I'm doing this because of X. I'm doing this because of Y. And you're always very consistent with your character's actions. They may not be earth-shattering, you know, but you're very consistent with your character. And everybody has a real good idea
and
of who your character is. It's very distinctive, and everybody knows who your guy is. Just from the very subtle things you're doing. So we'll do you, and we'll do, also Doug for fighting over the engine, being pissed off about the fact that, you know, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very, very, we know, we get a real good feel for where Reboot is with regard to the ship. It's very Scotty tonight. Molebreaker, any Molebreakers tonight?
I tried, but I didn't roll.
Roy dropped leaving his bag. Is that
no? Well, he already got rewarded for that for the instinct,
and it wasn't big enough. I don't think. I mean,
if he had come in and said, "I killed him,"
instincts, you have to play them to get rewarded.
No, well, in here, it's
instincts have to be to your detriment.
Playing an instinct that makes the character's life difficult.
Playing an instinct, not ignoring an instinct.
Right.
He ignored a leaf.
Oh, you're right.
No, I ignored it. I had it backwards.
Well, it is backwards in Empires, so...
Yeah, that's...
I always get confused with it, too. Yeah. Okay. So, Molebreaker, going beyond the bounds of character. Anybody? Anybody go beyond the bounds of their character? Okay. MVP. Oh, Workhorse. Sorry, Workhorse.
Todd.
Yeah.
Okay. MVP.
Me.
Crucial element of success. Doug? Anybody else?
Dude, okay. We would not be heading towards the library if not for Doug.
True that.
Yep.
That's true at the very end. You're right.
Thank you kindly.
Getting,
he did that all
even
he
even
did it all
though he fought it the whole time.
Yeah. He did it on his
he
own
didn't
too,
want
though,
to.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, that was...
Well, I had two dice help from Crazy Man.
Yeah.
Okay. Probably still would have made it without the help. Personal goals, we've already gone through the greater goals. We haven't done anything like that. And beyond the call, nothing like that.
Okay.
And just as a...
bookend?
Not really a bookend. I just want to take the temperature. Everything going okay? Everybody good?
Yeah.
Everybody like where the story's going?
Sure.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun tonight. Just want to make sure everybody's happy and we're going.
Tune in next week when Jeff says he read the combat section. He keeps throwing orcs at us. Will we get
well,
to find
something? I gotta tell you guys something. Everybody read the combat section. Because
next week.
Because work is... I've got a whole bunch of busy work that's keeping me very busy.
Hence the name.
So, yes, I'll review it, but we need to start reviewing this.
I refuse to read the combat section.
You
Because you're not going to fight.
Because I'm not going to fight.
Well, I would suggest you read the combat section anyway, so that that's another brain that knows what's going on.
Well,
because if you're not fighting, your character might not necessarily be doing anything.
And I could prove Jeff wrong at something. That's always a plus.
Oh.
Thank God it happens so often.
It does.
Okay, so, good game. Most likely kill you next week.
Ooh,
and,
looking forward to it.
And, next week will be an interesting game.
And hell, we tried to kill ourselves last.
I tell you, if we hadn't gone the direction of fixing the ship, I was going to go find this orc scout party and lead it back.
Well, that's why I shot him. Like, we got to fight
the
orcs.
Draw it back, not lead it.
Well, that's all right. Doug's already done that for you. He's now bringing...
That's why I wanted to pull the
trigger. He had to call you Custer. I want every Indian in the world to ride down on top of us.
That's right.
Amen, brother.
I got a boost. All right. I'm good.
Say goodnight, guys.
Goodnight, guys.
There you have it, guys. We hope you enjoyed our efforts this week. Feedback goes to roy@rusackgamers.com or by voicemail at 502-4141-RU, which is 502-4141-766. Now, for legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusack Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. The Burning Wheel and Burning Wheel Gold are trademarks of Luke Crane. The Burning Wheel is copyright Luke Crane.